Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in the sixth parak of Masechet Babasa. We are up to parak Vav, Mishnah Zayin. Mishnah is the Derech HaRabim of Eretz B'toch Sadeu. If someone had a Rishus HaRabim, a Derech HaRabim, that went right through the middle of his field, Nitala V'nasan Lahem Minatzad, and he didn't want people walking right in the middle of his field, so he took away the Derech, and he instead diverted the Derech off to the side of his field. So Masha Nasan Nasan, the new Derech that he gave him off to the side of his field, they are in fact allowed to use. V'shalolo Higiyo, but his trying to reclaim the derech that was in the middle of his field is ineffective, and the people are still let to walk right through his field, because he's not allowed to take away something that the rabbim was already muchzik in it. Derech hayachid arba amos. The derech of a yachid is 4 amos wide, meaning if I say that I need to buy a derech from you, and it's for me personally, so you have to give me a 4 amos wide derech. Derech harabim sheshes v'amos. But if it's a highway, it's a, you know, the city says that they need to build a road over here, so then I'm supposed to give 16 amos of width. Derech HaMelech in Lashir. If it's a king that wants to buy the derech, then he can do whatever he wants. Then there is no amount of the he could take whatever it is that he says he needs. Derech HaKever in Lashir, and also the path that leads to a grave also has no limit, because people who are going to bury someone could do so with as large a crowd as they're interested in doing so, and they could do that even if there are crops growing in there. They just can't go break down fences and things like that as a king can. Hama'amad dayone tzipuri amru beis arba'as kabin. If a guy is buying for a ma'amad, which was done typically after the funeral was over, so they would stop and sit 7 times, and they would give hespedim. They would do a whole, a whole ma'amad. So ma'amad literally means to stop or to stand in place. So that they were doing this entire procession. So the dayone tzipuri said that the guy selling it has to give an area that's big enough for 4 kav of grain to be planted there. Mishnah Ches, Hamocher Makom L'Chaveiro Lasos L'Kever. If a person is selling a plot of land so that the guy buying it can build a kever in that place, V'chein HaMakabel M'Chaveiro Lasos L'Kever, or someone became a contractor to build a burial place, Osa Tocha Shel Ma'ara Arba Amos Al Shesh. He has to make the inside of the cave. They used to bury in caves, like these, they would hollow out a cave and then they would bury in the walls of the cave. So he has to make the sort of the lobby, so to speak, of the cave, 4 amos by 6 amos. So pesach l'tocha shmona kuchen, and they would open 8 kuchen in that area, meaning eight holes in the wall where they would bury people. Shloshim mikan, 3 on one side of the cave, 3 on the other side of the cave. Ushnayim mikonegdan, and 2 on the back wall when you walk in, you know, the wall that you're facing. The kuchen, and those kuchen themselves, arba amos. They are 4 amos long, they're 7 tefachim high, and they're 6 tefachim wide. Rabbi Shimon says, Osa Tocha Shel Ma'ara Shesh Amos Al Shmona, that the lobby area should be 6 amos by 8 amos. Now they do this, they build these giant caves, cavernous caves in Haram Menuchos, but they're way bigger than 6 by 8 amos. They're like the size of a train station or larger. So anyway, Rabbi Shimon says it's got to be 6 by 8 amos. And you could build 13 burial spots in such a cave. Arba mikan, arba mikan, 4 on each side, and 3 on the opposite wall. And then when you walk in on the wall that where the door is, one to the right of the door and one to the left of the door. And you can make a chatzer that opens into the burial cave, sheish al sheish, which is 6 amos by 6 amos, kimloha mito v'kovreha, so that there's enough room for the coffin that they're going to bury, where, you know, that the person is going to be buried is in, and the people who are burying that body to be able to stand. Opseach l'tocha shtei ma'aros, and you could dig 2 caves that open into that chotzer, achas mikan v'achas mikan, one on one side of the chotzer, one on the other side of the chotzer. So it has to have 3 different areas. It's got to have a main chotzer, and then 2 caves off of the main chotzer. And each of those caves have a bunch of kvarim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, arba la arba ruchoseha. You have to make 4 caves, so you have the main chatzar, but instead of 2 caves off of the main chatzar, you have 4 caves off of the main chater, even though that necessarily means people are going to be walking over the other graves in order to get to some of the graves. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says, "Hakol lefi hasela." It all depends on what type of ground the area is, the people, the number of caves that you dig, and the size of each cave, and all of that is based on minhag hamakom, based on how rocky or soft the soil is, and what exactly it's able to handle. So let's review what we learned today in Mishnah Zayin. We had said that if a person has a derech harabim going through his field and he tries to divert it to the side, so the rabim is entitled both to the old derech and to the new derech. If someone buys a derech hayachid, you have to give him 4 amos. A derech harabim is 16 amos. A derech hamelech, the king could do whatever he wants and take as much as he wants. A derech hakever could be as much as they as large as they want. And if you're selling a maimed, it should be the amount of ground that you could plant for kavin. And then in Mishnah Ches we said that if someone sells a space to make a kever, so the halacha is that it should be 4 amos by 6 amos, and 8 burial spots should be there, 3 on each side and 2 on the opposite wall. And kuchin are each burial spot should be 4 amos long, 7 tefachim high, and 6 tefachim wide. And Rabbi Shimon says that the actual cave should be 6 by 8 amos, which leaves space for 13 bodies. And he goes through the cheshbon, and you make a chatzar that leads into that cave, that's 6 amos by 6 amos, and you have 2 caves off of that chatzar, according to the Tanakhama. And Rabbi Shimon says you have 4 caves off of that chatzar. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says there is no ironclad rule; it all depends on the type of ground, the type of land, and what's appropriate to dig in such terrain. But Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the 7th parak of Maseches Baba Basra.